it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can't stop laughing about this study. I know we got to move on. I want to move on. I promise you we'll move on. It's just, it's nuts. For those of you that missed it, there was a story that was posted that there was a research study done by the University of Texas, El Paso, and they have concluded that the Chiefs have benefited from slanted officiating from 2015 to 2023. And this is because the league was struggling after Colin Kaepernick, so they needed to create a dynasty. This is not something I made up. This is from a real reputable university, and it was led by Spencer Barnes. He has a PhD. He is a professor of finance at UTEP, and he was the lead author of the study. And he has concluded that postseason penalties have consistently favored one franchise, while no other dynasty has received this, but it has helped the Chiefs, and it was shaped by financial decisions. So the offsides that benefited the New England Patriots and hurt the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't know how that factors in. I don't know how Marcus Mariota factors in. I don't know how holding in the playoff game. I don't know how those things work, but I'm here to just give you guys the information. That's my job. That is my responsibility. It is to inform you on what people are saying about the Kansas City Chiefs. Why don't we continue to do that? You know what? Why don't we just clear our mind and let's hear what Nick Wright thinks about the Kansas City Chiefs, shall we?
We are so back, baby. You know how we're back? The opposing team's whining about officiating. There's conspiracy theorists online. The offense is the best it's been since 2022 when Mahomes set the all-time yardage, combined yardage record. The defense, which I was worried about after week one, has progressively gotten better. The Jags game notwithstanding. Rashee is back. We're done with it. The suspension's over. And if they're not the best team, who is? You're going to watch the Chargers or the Broncos this weekend, who are leading the AFC West, try their damnedest to lose to two of the three worst teams in football, no disrespect to the Tennessee Titans, and say they're the best. We're going to say the Bills with that defense or the Steelers with that offense. Can't say the Lions. Lions got their lunch money stolen last night.
That's what people were saying before.
The only – you could argue – my NFC Super Bowl pick, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I do think they have been very impressive and resilient going through injury. But they're the best team in football, and we all know when it flipped.
Maybe this is what it's like to be a Kansas basketball fan, and Rob, you can attest to this. I mean, in no shape, form, or fashion do I ever want to be associated as being a Kansas basketball fan. In fact, there is no team that I dislike more. There is no team that I want to see lose more than the University of Kansas in basketball. But I will admit, whenever it's a close game at Allen Fieldhouse, I be waiting for the officials to do some Kansas basketball things. It'll be 78-78 with 50 seconds to go. And I know they're about to call a foul on Texas Tech that puts KU to the line. I'm just sitting around waiting for it. Maybe I am one of those people. Maybe I am the person that I'm making fun of now because I do this. But Nick is right. This is when you know people are really worried about the Chiefs. Whenever people start to go and they're watching football games on super slow motion on the All 22 film, when people start doing studies that tell you that the league was rigged back when Nile Davis was returning kicks against a Brian Hoyer-led Houston Texans team, that lets you know that they're really worried about the Chiefs, that they know what's about to happen, that the Chiefs are about to rattle off seven of their next eight and get the one seed. That's usually how you can tell. That is the sign of it. whenever we start complaining about the officiating at Allen, it normally means that KU is about to win the league. I wasn't complaining about the officiating at Allen last year. They wasn't no good. In fact, that was the best officiating games I've ever seen at Allen Fieldhouse. They lost multiple times in that building. I saw David Booth one time. He just shook his head in disgust. I'm paying for this? That's how I know that things are about to turn around for the Chiefs, that now this is what people are talking about, is they're blaming the officials and saying the Chiefs can't win without help. How did the officials even help Kansas City on Sunday? Maybe it's because I was there. I had a little bit to drink. I didn't have that much. Well, I don't remember the game. What are they even arguing about on Sunday Night Football? Is it that one play with Travis Kelce where the Chiefs sped it up? What are people even arguing about from Sunday's game where the officials played some major part in the game? They thumped the Lions.
First and foremost, you are correct. Chiefs fans are now KU fans. People hate you because you're winning, and people think you get all the calls because you're winning, and it's not some massive conspiracy that your building makes the refs different. It's just you're better than everyone. KU fans, Chiefs fans, or the Spider-Man meme. Two, I don't feel this way. I want that caveat. But I would bet the Craig Carton types are mad about the timeline of which Jared Goff's penalty got called. That is my assumption on the call they believe was wrong. They think you can't review penalties. Jared Goff scored. Somehow a penalty got reviewed and the Chiefs benefited. That is what people who are doing the March of Losers are doing right now. They are complaining about the officials. I believe that is their complaint. I think that complaint is stupid, but that is their complaint.
Someone on the text line just texted in, CDOT, are you ready to admit this fee didn't travel? All right, don't push it. This is what I mean. That man did the cha-cha slide on the way to the rim. Come on now. See, that's what normally happens. You guys start, there's a little bit of truth, and then you take it way too far. Just a little bit too far.
You walk in tired and hungry. One bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone on the text line makes a really good point. Rob, if the league wanted to rebound in a post-Kaepernick world, why didn't they pick Atlanta or Washington, D.C. or Detroit? Like, if the league wanted to show some kind of racial solidarity, why did they pick Kansas City, Missouri with Alex Smith as their quarterback for the team that was going to get them on the other side of players kneeling on the field? I feel like if you really were going to put this conspiracy together, you know what? You maybe should have made Baltimore really good. You know, I feel like there were better cities to pick. I mean, I'm happy that they picked this one. I'm really happy that the NFL rigged it that way. But if that's the why, if the why is in a post-Kaepernick world, the league interest was down, so they needed to create a dynasty, I feel like there were more obvious choices to get us out in a post-Kaepernick world. Why didn't they pick San Francisco? To just show, hey, look, they didn't even need him. Who knows? It's all confusing to me. Let me play for you guys what Colin Cowherd had to say about the Chiefs.
Everybody's worst nightmare is now official. The Kansas City Chiefs, once again, are the best team in professional football. First 3 weeks, Mahomes was wobbly. They were averaging 20 points a game. And in their last three games, they're now averaging 32 points along with that defense and along with those special teams. Sorry, NFL, they did it again. Kansas City, only Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they're the only people in this league
that can take number two and number three wide receivers. They can take Hollywood Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster and backup left tackles and okay running backs and get into the 30s. Xavier Worthy, with any other team, would he be this good? All they do is make it work. Andy Reid is the great chef. He's the Gordon Ramsay. Everything in the kitchen has a role. Let's just keep tinkering. Let's keep figuring out a way to make everything work.
Someone on the text line says, CDOT, are you ready to admit that Thomas Robinson got a clean block? Yo, why are y'all doing this? There was no need for this. You know what? I introduced this when I said Kansas basketball. Now you guys are going to use my take to try to troll me. You know that wasn't a clean block with Thomas Robinson.
Was a foul called?
Okay.
Thank you, John Higgins. Great call, as always.
And Rob, you know that's not even the one that upsets me. You know the foul from that game that upsets me. I get it. It's not the image that the block was. The fact that they called that foul to put Tyshawn Taylor on the line. KU won that game by shooting two free throws. Shameful work.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.